Welcome to Engender Love. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Ponce. Join me as we discuss all things gender so you can better connect with those around you. So let's get started as we engender love. I want to talk today about when and how do you ask somebody about their pronouns. So let me start off by telling you a little bit about my journey so you can understand how I landed where I landed. And you can reflect and decide on your own how you are going to do it. And the last thing I will talk about is in group settings, what I recommend. And you can see how that lands for you, and I'll give you some tips. So when I first began, and I recognized and I learned about gender and recognized that gender is an inner sense of self, so I can't look at somebody and know how they identify, I asked my mentor, do you ask everyone what their pronouns are? And granted, this was over 10 years ago, so there wasn't as much conversation about pronouns. There wasn't as much of an awareness regarding gender and pronouns. And so at that time, he said, no, I don't ask everyone when I'm speaking to them what their pronouns are. I do make assumptions. And so that's what I started out doing, making assumptions. But I later changed how I handled things with greater awareness and after a few things happened. For example, I was at a place with one of my children, and the person in charge was giving everyone participating instructions, and that person was standing right next to me. And so I turned to my child to repeat the instructions, and I said, she just said for us to blah, blah, blah. And I noticed a physical reaction from when I said that. And I quickly looked at the person and I said, oh, I apologize. I just assumed your pronouns. And their response was, yeah, that's fine. And I said, I'm really sorry. And I began over apologizing. And then I saw the reaction to that, which was, ugh, right? And so I go, oh, that's right. I'm not going to over apologize and make this about me. So I turned back to my child and I repeated what I said without a pronoun. I just said, okay, well, the person in charge just told us blah, blah, blah. And so it made me think, okay, when I'm talking about somebody, I can assume their pronouns. But I wonder if there's a better way so I'm not in this position. I can either ask the person if they're standing right next to me, what pronouns do they use to refer to themselves, or I could use they. And that's what I began to do. I would ask if they were right there, what pronouns do you use to refer to yourself, regardless of their appearance, if I was going to use a pronoun within earshot. Or I began to use they. And more recently, I just tend to use they because it becomes easier. And having said that, I'm not perfect. I'll be really honest with you. I am not perfect in remembering to use they. My brain still sometimes, because of that neural pathway, and if you haven't heard that episode, episode 9, about the neural pathway we have when we look at someone and just assume a pronoun, it's pretty natural. I'd encourage you to go back and listen to that episode. But just the other day, somebody helped us in a store and I was talking to one of my children and I said, yeah, she did it. And now I'm to the point in my learning where I recognize, I said she, I actually don't know how that person identifies. And so the next sentence I used about that person, I used they. And that's what I try to do. And I'm still learning. And probably because I am learning, I do notice, I do have my own reaction because I do notice when people assume someone's pronouns, including mine, without asking or being given some signal of it. So that's where I landed with talking about other people. I try to remember to use they. Now, when I talk to a person, the pronoun I usually use is you. So it's not an issue of knowing how they identify. However, there was a time when I was talking to somebody and I said something like, let me get this straight. You think everybody else is thinking he, blah, blah, blah. And again, I saw a reaction when I said he. And I said, I apologize. I just assumed your pronouns. What pronouns would you like me to use to refer to you? And they answered, any. You can use he, she, or they. Okay. So again, I don't think that was a problem and I didn't make it a problem. I apologize. But I just listened to what they had to say and then I did it. So that led me to think, okay, well, most of the time I talk to people, I don't need to ask their pronouns because I'm using you. However, I need to become more aware. like in that instance when I'm talking about somebody else, thinking about them, that if a third, I think it's called third person pronoun comes in, please English people correct me, but third person pronoun comes in, that's when I will pause and ask the person, what pronouns do you want me to use to refer to you? And that is what I do now. Am I perfect? No, sometimes it just comes out of my mouth. But I get better and better all the time. More often than not, I stop myself and ask the person. So that's how I handle those things, because I would prefer to use the pronouns people use for themselves. And when I'm talking about somebody else, especially to my children, but to other people, I want to be the example that I don't know how somebody identifies just by looking at them. So I'm going to use the they pronouns. And that's really important for me until I'm told to do otherwise, until somebody tells me these are my pronouns. Now, the other scenario is in groups. Now, this has become more commonplace in recent years where when if there's a meeting and people are asked to introduce themselves, introduce yourselves and please share your pronouns. My advice on this is that asking everyone, making it mandatory to share pronouns, I don't think is a good idea. And the reason I don't think it's a good idea is sometimes people aren't comfortable sharing their pronouns. Because especially if you're in like a work situation or some more formal situation, a person may have to decide, do I share my pronouns and out myself or do I lie? That's a difficult position to be in. Neither one of those scenarios may feel comfortable. So I think my first rule in groups is, I think it's a great idea to ask people to share pronouns to show welcoming and show that you understand you can't look at somebody and know their pronouns. However, in doing that, I think it's important to make it optional. Please introduce yourself, and if it feels right for you, share your pronouns, and here are the other things we'd love for you to share. The second thing, besides making it optional, I think is really important, is explaining to everyone why you're encouraging anyone that feels comfortable to share their pronouns, so that everyone gets the learning and understanding. I invite you to share your pronouns if that's what feels right to you, because we know that we do not know how somebody identifies by looking at them. And we want to be able to see and honor each person as they are and use the pronouns you use for yourself. The third thing, besides making it optional, explaining why, is also in that explanation of why, explain how it's not a joke. Explain that the reason we're doing this is because we don't know, can't look at somebody how they identify. And add in, even if you think it's obvious, understand that that's a privilege you have if you think it's obvious what your pronouns are by looking at you. And it's not for other people. So making a joke and laughing of it can be harmful to others. So please, if you're willing to share your pronouns, we'd love it if you do. We want to honor and see you. And do not make a joke out of it. Because many times I've been in groups where this happens and it comes to somebody and they go, well, of course I'm a she, right? But not everyone has that privilege to be able to say that, and that can do harm. It also can do harm because it assumes that certain expressions equal certain identities, and that's not the case. We can see when we look at anybody, like if we lined up a whole bunch of women, how we express ourselves with our clothes and our hair and our mannerisms and our makeup or waxing or no waxing or shaving or no shaving, all of those things that equal expression, there's going to be a huge, huge variety. And so we don't know that expression will always equal identity. And again, expression based on society, culture's definition of it. So those are my three pieces of advice when it comes to group. Make it optional, explain why, and set the expectation that it is not a joke. I'd love to hear from you if you want to share your thoughts about how you navigate pronouns. And if you want to learn more, I have a course coming up called Learning Pronouns Painlessly. If you sign up for my newsletter, you'll be the first to find out when that class is released. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Engender Love. If you have more questions, visit my website at engenderlove.com. You can contact me, sign up for my newsletter, or schedule a time to meet and see how I can support you.
Have a great week and continue to engender love.